Keith Peters reporting Donald Trump is making plans to appeal his guilty conviction on 34 felony counts. White House correspondent Craig Clugston reports.
Trump told a New York press conference that he will appeal his conviction on all counts. He referred to the trial as a scam and said his legal team would be appealing the verdict on many different things. His campaign has portrayed Trump as a political prisoner, and he said here he was honored to carry the mantle and fight for the Constitution. Greg Clugston at Trump Tower in New York.
Tennessee residents Marsha Wilson and Kathy Price, who are visiting Philadelphia's Independence Hall, say they're standing behind Donald Trump after his felony conviction.
People will back him. Yes. Yes. He's for our country. Yes. He is for the country, and he is doing all he can for the country. We believe this.
Yes.
That's why we stand behind him. We believe many other people will, too.
West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin has left the Democrat Party and registered as an independent. Correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
Manchin pulled the plug on his affiliation with the Democrats, citing partisanship on both sides of the aisle, posing what he sees as a threat to democracy. Posting on X, he writes, quote, "To stay true to myself and remain committed to put the country before party, I have decided to register as an independent with no party affiliation and continue to fight for America's sensible majority." Manchin is not running for re-election to his Senate seat this year and signaled this week he will not seek to reclaim his old job as governor of West Virginia. Bob Agnew reporting.
Congressional leaders have invited Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to deliver an address at the U.S. Capitol. The visit would provide a show of wartime support for the longtime ally. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 574 points. This is SRN News. A pair of pro-life pregnancy centers are off the hook.
Washington State is dropping its investigation of the clinics after accusing them of violating the Consumer Protection Act. A lawyer for the centers says, quote, "The Constitution protects all pro-life organizations' right to freely speak their beliefs and exercise their faith." Several states and localities have taken pro-life pregnancy centers to court, claiming they cannot claim to offer pregnancy services unless they perform abortions. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom says that Eritrean authorities are holding an estimated 500 Christians as prisoners. This despite a call from the U.N. for the government to uphold the right of freedom of religion or belief and to guarantee related freedoms of expression, peaceful assembly, and association. The commission says the Biden administration needs to pressure Eritrea to clean up the situation. This is SRN News. Tesla's recalling more than 125,000 vehicles to fix a seatbelt warning system that may increase the risk of an injury in a collision. Correspondent Rita Foley reports.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says on certain vehicles, seatbelt reminder signals that you can see and hear were not going off when they were supposed to. Now, here are the vehicles being recalled. Some 2012 through 2024 Model S, 2015 through 2024 Model X, 2017 through 2023 Model 3, and some 2020 through 2023 Model Y vehicles. Tesla isn't aware of any collisions, deaths, or injuries because of this. I'm Rita Foley.
A second shareholder advisory firm has come out against reinstating a pay package for Tesla CEO Elon Musk that was voided earlier this year. More details at SRNnews.com.